Today's Amud for Chazara is Ma'id Katan Yudam and Aleph. We're holding on the top of Yudam and Aleph. So says the Gemara, we mentioned in the Mishnah, a head yitayfer kedarkei, that a person who's not a professional is allowed to sew on chol ha'moed like in his normal way, because it's not a ma'isa uman. So eichidami head yit, how you define a person who's not considered a professional? Amidir Rabbi Yanai, kol she'inu yachul lohaitzi m'loi macha bevasachas. If you can't make multiple stitches with one pull, so then he's a rookie. Rabbi Yaisi bar Chanina amar, kol she'inu yachul lochavin imra v'cheifes chalukai. If you can't make an even hem on the bottom of his chaluk. The uman machlev, we said an uman, he can't do it in his normal way, that would be a ma'is uman, but he could do it with a shinoi, he could be machlev. So my machlev, what does it mean exactly to be machlev? Rav Yochanan amar mafsia, it means to make extra wide stitches, and Rabbi Bar Shmuel amar shinei kalbasa, it means like the teeth of a kelev, which the teeth of a dog are uneven, so too he has to make uneven stitches. We mentioned in the Mishnah that Misargin is Amita, you're allowed to rope the bed, and Rabbi Yossi said that you're only allowed to be Mematchen. So says the Gemara, my Misargin and my Mematchen, what's the difference? Ki Asa Rav Dimi Amar, Pligi Bar Rav Chi Bar Abba Rav Asi. There's Machlaikas in Eretz Yisrael between Rav Chi Bar Abba and Rav Asi, Utarvayu Mishmei de Chizki Rav Yechanan. And they both said their Shita in the name of Chizki and Rav Yechanan. Chad Amar, one of them said that Misargin means Shasi Ve'erev. Misargin means to rope the bed in both directions. Umematchen is Shasi B'loi Erev, just in one direction. The other one said that no, Misargin is Shasi Bloy Erev. Even Misargin, the Tanakama, who was Matan Misargin, he was only Matan roping the bed in one direction. Umematchen means Shemaya Rafoy Mematchen. And Mematchen means that you could just tighten it. If the ropes get loose, you could tighten the straps. Now ask the Gemara, Aini, is that really true? Is there a man Amar who says that Misargin means only one direction? Vatani Rav Tachlifa Bar Shaul, Vishavin Sheim Mafshilin Chavala Machatchila. That even the Tanakama, who allows you to be misargin, says Rav Tachlifa Bar Shaul that everyone agrees that you can't make new ropes on chol ha'moed. So now, Bisham Alamanda Amar Misargin is Shasi Ve'erev, Umamatchen Shasi Bloy Erev. I understand if you hold that Misargin means in both directions, Umamatchen means one direction, the Iker being that Misargin means both directions. So then, Hainu Dukatani, Rav Tachlifa Bar Shaul. Now I understand what Rav Tachlifa Bar Shaul was telling us, that even though the Tanakama allows you to be Misargin in both directions, even though he's very makel, the Shavin, Shein Mafshilin Chavalim Lechatchila, even he agrees you can't mamish make new ropes. Ella. Elamand amar misargin neshasi bloy eruv. But if you hold that even the Tanakamu allowed you to be misargin, he didn't allow you to rope the bed in both directions, only in one direction. And mematchen mentioned my rafoy hayem mematchay just means to tighten the straps. So then, according to the Tanakamu, we see he wasn't that makel. He only allowed you to rope the bed in one direction. You can't do it in both directions. So hash the shasi ve'eruv amar tuloy. Now that he doesn't even allow you to rope the bed in both directions, chavalum lechatchila mibaya, is it needed to say that he agrees that you can't make new chavalim? That's pashut. He doesn't even allow you to rope the bed in both directions. So says the Gemara Kasha, that's a Kasha on this man Amar. Says the Gemara, now Amar Le Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin, Mi'ikul Amanda Amar Misargin Neshasi Bal Yerev. Again, another Kasha. Could there really be a man Amar who holds that Misargin means in one direction? But Tanamba, we learned in the Mishnah in Kalim, Remeir Oimer Hamita, when is a bed considered like it's a somewhat of a finished product, that it's Mekabel Tuma? Mishi Yisrig Bashleish Batim, once you rope it in a way that three Batim are formed. Now Batim are formed when you rope the bed in both directions, so you have these squares. Those squares are called Batim. So batim is only passable if you're making the ropes in both directions. So, and the Mishnah uses a lashon of misargin. It says misha yisroig ba shleisha batim. So you see clearly that misargin means both directions. So how could there be a man da amar who says misargin only means one direction? So it says the Gemara in Achanami. Ela kiyasa Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar, he said as follows, that but misargin kuli amoloi pligi deshasi ve'erev, in a chanami. Everyone agrees misargin means both directions. Alaki pligi v'mematchen, the machlaikas was just had to understand mematchen. Ma'ar saver mematchen eshasi b'yerev, u'ma'ar saver shemaya rafoi mematchay. One man d'amar holds it means one direction, the other man d'amar holds it means to tighten it. However, still, ask the Gemara Meisve, we have a kasha. The Braisa says that misargin es amita ve'en tzaruch leimer shememadchen. Div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says you could do everything. You could be misargin the mita, you could be mematchen, everything's mutter. Rabbi Yaisi aimer mematchen avloi misargin. No, you could only be mematchen. The Yesh aimer ain't mematchen kolikar. It is the Yesh aimer who says you can't even be mematchen. So this Yesh Aimrim, who says you can't even be mematchen, Bishlam Alamanda Amar Mematchen Shasi Bloy Erev, if you understand that mematchen means to go to rope the bed in one direction. So I can understand that there could be a yesh oimrim who holds that that's too much tircha, and that that's asur on chol ha'mayit. But according to the man Amar who says that it just means tightening the straps, you can't even tighten the wrap, the straps. Could there really be such a man Amar who holds that this is aser? So says the Gemara, and yes, there could be, because kevin de efshel memaliyeh b'mani lo tarchinon. Because even though you're right, it's not that much tircha, but it's not really such a tzairich. Because you could always just fill up the bottom of the bed with clothing, and that will hold up the mattress. So there's no need to really tighten the ropes. And memale, that's why it's also, you're right, it's not that much tircha, but it's also not that much of a tzairich. We can understand that there could be a yesh aimrim who asers it. Says the Mishnah Vayter now, Mamid and Tanur v'kirayim v'reichayim b'mayed. You're allowed to do malacha for machshir eichel nefesh. You can make ovens, you can make a millstone. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, ein mechabshin es reichayim b'tchila. But you're not allowed to be mechabshin a new reichayim. So says the Gemara, my mechabshin. What does it mean to be mechabshin? Machlekes amarayim. Rav Yehuda Eimer, minake reichaya. It means to make some holes in the stones to make them that they're uneven and they crush the wheat better. Rav Yechiel Eimer, bas eina. It means to make a hole in the middle of the top stone, and that's the hole through which you pour the wheat. So Meisva asked the Gemara Kasha from a Braisa. The Braisa says like this: Mamid and Tanor v'Kirayim b'Mayed. Now you're allowed to make a Tanor or a Kirayim on Cholamayid u'bavachal yigmur malachton. But you can't mamish finish it. That would be a zilzal. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer v'Chachamim ma'imrim af yigmur. You're allowed to even finish it. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer Mishmoy Mamid and Esachadasha u'mechabshin Esayishana. Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Eliezer that you can make a new Kirayim, but and you could be mechabshin an old one. The Yesh Aimer Mechabshe Kolikr. There's a Yesh Aimer who says that no, you can't be Mechabish even an old Rechayim. So now, Bishlam Alamad Amr Mechabshin means Menaka Rechayo. I understand Rabbi Yehuda Shita that you could be Mechabshin Isai Yeshana. I understand if you hold Mechabshin means Menaka Rechayo, Hainu de Mishkacha Slab Yeshana. It makes sense that an old millstone, you'll need to be Menaka Rechayo because it gets smooth after a while. You'll want to make it rougher. Alamad Amr Baseino, Yeshana Baseino Lamala. But if you hold mechabshin means to make the hole in the middle of the top stone, so then an old one, why would you ever need to do that? If it's an old one, it means you've used it before, so there already is a hole. So how can you say mechabshin means to make a hole? Says the Gemara, kugoyin debaylar vuchei tfei porta, and no, you can answer that it means you want to make the hole wider. And on that, Rabbi Yehuda was saying that you could do that with an old millstone. Says the Gemara now, again, we had mentioned in the Braisa also that there's a Yesh Aimrim that you can't be Mechabshin at all, even an old one. So says the Gemara on that, no, Rav Huna Shami Lahu Gavra de Kamenaker Rechaya Bechula de Mayada. Rav Huna heard a person that he was clearly being Menaker his millstone on Cholamayid. And Amir, he said, Man, hi, what's going on over here? Itachu Gufe de Kamachil Chula de Mayada. His body should get holes in it because he's being Mechal Cholamayid. And what's the Psha? Maybe it was an old millstone. Maybe what he was doing was Mutter. Rav Yehuda holds you're allowed to be Mechabshin an old millstone. Stone. Says the Gemara, yeah, but several like Yesh Aimrim. Rav Huna obviously held like the Yesh Aimrim that no, you're not allowed to be Mechabshin Kol Iker. Memel, when he heard that this person was being Mechabshin, he was being Menaker Rechaya, he knew that Al Karchach he's doing an Isser, because there's never a heter to be Menaker Rechaya on Cholamayit.